Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi everyone, it's Teacher Monica, and I'm going to be talking about phrases in today's lesson. So we're going to look at different kinds of phrases. So first, let's begin by defining what a phrase actually is. Okay, so a phrase is one or more words that form a meaningful grammatical unit. Okay, within a clause. So there are five main types of phrases in English. We'll go through each of them. Okay, so first off, we have a noun phrase. So a noun phrase can be a single noun or a group of words built around a single noun. So here's an example. Animals need water. So animals is the noun, and in this case, it's a single noun, and then the rest of the phrase is built around this noun. It's also the subject of the sentence, okay? Here's another example. Who ate the last sandwich? So in this case, the noun is the sandwich, but we're going to include the last in there because it's the noun phrase. All right, so the last sandwich. So the sandwich is the noun, but we need the last as the noun phrase because it's describing which sandwich, right? The last one. So which sandwich was eaten? The last sandwich. And who ate it? All right, here's the next one. All passengers with tickets can board now. So, all passengers with tickets. Passengers is the noun in this sentence. But we're going to talk, or we're going to include the entire noun phrase. So it's the group of words built around the single noun. And in this case, it's all, and then we have passengers, which is the noun, with tickets. So which passengers? Well, all the passengers with tickets. So we see this distinction, or we see this description that tells us which passengers we're talking about. All right, now let's move on to verb phrases. So a verb phrase, also known as a verb group, consists of a main verb and its auxiliary verbs. Okay, so including modal verbs. Let's look at some examples. We have been working since 9 a.m. So we'll find the verb in this phrase, which is working, and then we want to include the helping verb or the auxiliary verb, have been. So that's our verb phrase, have been working. Okay, so we take the verb, which is working, along with the helping verb or any modal verbs, and that will make the entire verb phrase. We have been working since 9 a.m. Have been working is the verb phrase or the verb group, with the main verb being working. Okay, the next example, I will be going to France next week. I will be going to France next week. Okay, so we have our main verb, which is going, and then we have the auxiliary verbs, the helping verbs, will be. Will be. So our entire verb phrase or verb group is will be going, with going as the main verb and will be as the helping verb. And our next example, it may have been being repaired. This is a long one. And we do see a modal verb in here, may. And then we've got the helping verbs, have been being, and then repaired. This is kind of a weird sentence. We're talking about something that is a possibility at a time that we're speaking about a specific point in time. We're not sure if that's what was happening. It is a possibility. So it may have been being repaired when you called. This is a very hypothetical situation. It's a guess. We don't really know, but this is what may have been happening when you called, okay? So the entire verb group in the sentence is may have been being repaired. All right, now let's take a look at the adjective phrase. An adjective phrase can be a single adjective or a group of words built around a single adjective. So once again, we've got our main thing. So our main verb, the main noun. In this case, it's the main adjective. And we can have other adjectives around it. So let's look at some examples. He has clever ideas. So in this example, we only have one adjective by itself, clever. All right, the next one. It was a very big meal. So in this case, we've got one adjective, big, which is describing the noun meal. And then we have very, which is going to be part of the adjective phrase. So a very big meal. And this adds emphasis. It wasn't just big, it was very big. Here's the next sentence. The students were really bored with the film. So we have our adjective phrase as really bored with the film. So our adjective being bored and then really being a part of the adjective phrase. And then we're going to include with the film because we've got that preposition with and then the film. All right, now let's move on to our adverb phrase. So an adverb phrase can be a single adverb or a group of words built around a single adverb. So you guys are probably noticing like a pattern. So we've got the one main word and then words that build around it. So an adverb phrase is the same thing. Please, so here's an example. Please do it now. Now being the adverb. So it's modifying time. Now. He spoke very softly. Softly in this case is the adverb ending in ly. It is giving the description of how he spoke. He spoke softly. And in this case, very softly. So very and softly is going to be the adverb phrase. They did it as fast as possible. Fast being the adverb, describing how it was done, and as fast as possible being the adverb phrase. Now we'll go on to our prepositional phrases, and oh boy, these are fun. In school, we are taught about these and we teach them. They can be very, very complex at times, but let's get into it. So a prepositional phrase consists of a preposition, same, followed by its object, usually a noun phrase. So for example, they were arguing about money. So in this case, and this is what we do with our students in the US, is we just have them memorize them. And there's a lot. I mean, there's about 80 prepositions. So it's no easy feat. But it's certainly possible. Obviously, it's 80 words. It's a lot, but it's actually not that much. So about is a preposition. They were arguing about money. We're going to include the noun money. So about money is going to be the prepositional phrase. The window was behind a large brown sofa. behind being the preposition, we're going to include the rest of the phrase. A large brown sofa, sofa being the noun that will go with the preposition, and then large and brown being the adjectives or the describers of the sofa. So we're going to include that in the prepositional phrase because we want it to go together. They resumed after an unusually large meal. So they resumed after an unusually large meal. So after being the preposition, and then we're going to include the noun meal, and then the entire noun phrase. So an unusually large meal. An unusually large is describing what kind of meal it is. So we need to include that in our prepositional phrase. And of course, after being the preposition, we'll just make it one large phrase, the prepositional phrase being after an unusually large meal. Sometimes it helps to write like diagrams or like table charts. That's what we have students in the US do a lot of the times. We have them pull the words from the sentence and then start identifying it. Not always the funnest activity to do, but you know, it's helpful. It's helpful visually, and it just kind of breaks the sentence apart and makes it easier to understand. Okay. So there you guys have it. We have our five different phrases, the noun, verb, adjective, adverb, and prepositional phrases to help you guys with your English grammar. All right. Well, I'll be back soon with more lessons for you guys. Bye.